America's Tornado Alley could take another hit today. Violence in South Sudan hits close to home for a ministry. And there's a new resource available to help you understand how to end global poverty. We'll explain how on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Deadly tornadoes hit Arkansas and Oklahoma over the weekend, claiming 18 lives. But it's not over yet. That same storm system is stretching across five other states and due to unleash its fury late tonight. World Renew's Bill Adams says they already have assessment teams on the ground ready to go.
We have what we call early response coordinators, and these are people that will go in with local families. They provide spiritual support and find out if there's an area that needs our cleanup teams.
Working through local church affiliates, World Renew often meets the immediate physical and spiritual needs. However, that isn't their primary focus.
We look to be his hands and feet, whatever that means. And often it means long-term. You know, when the news forgets about disasters and when everybody else has gone on to the next disaster, we're still working in those communities, and to me, that's when the love of Jesus really comes through.
It gets done when people like you pray, give, or go. We can connect you at our website. Meanwhile, gunfights reportedly broke out over the last couple of days in a previously quiet area of South Sudan, the city of Wau. Authorities believe the gunfire was a result of a defection within the army. Whatever the case, Christians are anxious. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker says they have work in Wau.
The rebels attacked a military base on the outskirts of the town. The fighting spread towards the airport. A lot of people now are trying to get into the UN compound, fearing that there's going to be an escalation.
Parker says they're taking precautions to keep kids in the residential home program safe. While it's difficult, Parker says life lessons are being taught.
We're taking this opportunity to share with them that we can trust in the Lord and to encourage them to keep their eyes upon Him at all times and in every circumstance.
Support Kids Alive's work financially through a link at our website. This is Mission Network News. A month after Crimea's annexation, the Black Sea Peninsula is still a source of contention between Ukraine and Russia. According to Reuters, Ukraine's Security Council is backing legal moves to challenge the Russian takeover. Russ Hirschman with Wycliffe Bible Translator says the time is now to share Christ with Crimea's Muslim Tatars.
When there's pressure on a people group like this, it's a time when God can break through what might have been the normal resistance. The publication of the Bible coming out this next year in 2015 is critical.
The Tatar people have had the New Testament in their language since 1825, but lack of the full Bible. Find the full report at missionnetworknews.org.
That's the most critical thing that your listeners could do, is pray for the completion and distribution of these scriptures. I mean, something as simple as the equipment failure can hold back the publication.
And if you think extreme global poverty can be ended in this generation, you're one of the few people who do. A recent Barna study shows only 1 in 10 U.S. adults believe it's possible. Scott Todd of Compassion International says in 1981, over half of the world's population was trapped in extreme poverty. Today, it's 21%.
That's a 31-point drop, and that happened in the span of a generation. So for people who are skeptical, what they're really saying is they don't believe we can keep the same pace of progress that we've had for the past 25 years.
Releasing today, Todd's new book, Hope Rising, outlines how Christians can help put an end to global poverty. Compassion's child sponsorships are one way, giving kids an education, food, and basic health care.
And most importantly, the opportunity to hear and respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Find all the details you need at our website.
I wanted to encourage everyone who's involved in the fight against extreme poverty that it's working and it's getting better.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders has created a 15-day children's prayer guide designed specifically for kids to pray for kids. Get a free copy for a person in your life by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.